joined by Roman Grosjean here for a couple minutes, fresh off of P2. How was it out there battling today? It was a little bit hotter than we expected.
Yeah, it was quite hot and humid, and that's changed the behavior of the car. So we had to adapt the setup, but we've done a great job again today. We didn't quite get the pace that we had in May, but still very good. So yeah, the race went pretty well, and we tried to get wheel today, but I think early in the race he was a bit too fast and put away, and that didn't allow us to try to get our first win.
Did the Xfinity and Cup car rubber have any effect on the Firestones?
Yeah, it does. It does a few laps, but then we cleared it out and got better. I think we struggled all weekend 7, 8, 9. We were super fast last time out, and this weekend we were not quite fast there. So we're just going to work on that, try to understand. I think it's going to be important for the team and myself to see what we can do better in those conditions. But again, we had a fast car and probably the fastest over the last stint.
So you have a family with you here this week.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Weekend on the podium. Does it make it even more special to be on the podium when everybody's able to be here?
Yeah, it's great. You know, they came to Nashville and we had a good race until all them. You know, misery happened to us. I was disappointed again, didn't get to see a good result, but this weekend they were super happy, and you know, I think for them it's going to be a souvenir that they were not quite ready to forget.
Do they enjoy IndyCar racing because they get to kind of walk around the paddock a little bit more and see more things and meet more people?
Yeah, it's super nice, and they've had their picture with most of the drivers. Sasha's favorite is Colton Herta. Simon's favorite is Simon Pagenaud. He's got the same name. And my daughter, she loves the pink and the purple car.
Of course.
So at least one of them, like 50% likes me, yes.
She likes Alexander
Rossi. Also, 50-50. Well, you know.
You get half of it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So we'll wrap it up with one more question here. I do appreciate a couple of minutes. You're going into Gateway. You did get to test there. How much reassurance does the test give you going into a weekend where you've got one practice, qualifying in a race, all within, you know, roughly 6 hours?
Yeah, it's gonna go fast. You know, I want to learn. I'm a rookie on oval, so just gonna go step by step and try to get a good race on ovals. You know, there's 280 laps, something like that. So 5 pit stop, many laps. So just a lot to digest and to learn, and let's see what we can do.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because The news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5-Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.